Here's a story now about an effort to counter those big immigration protests. In Los Angeles today, members of the Minuteman Project started a cross-country road trip. The group usually spends its time watching for illegal border crossers. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the mostly white Minutemen got a mixed send-off when they set off from a mostly black L.A. neighborhood.
Angered by this week's massive immigrant marches, the Minutemen Project went on the road with their own message today, starting with patriotic songs sung in English.
Land that I love.
The group's director, Steve Eichler, told the small crowd gathered at a South L.A. park that it's not too late to stop illegal immigrants from coming into the country.
We need to call out the National Guard to protect the border.
Yeah.
We need to employ the Corps of Engineers to design a fence that will last 150 years.
The Minuteman's launch point was in a predominantly black neighborhood. Marvin Stewart, who calls himself an American African, says illegal immigrants are responsible for double-digit unemployment in many black communities.
We have a crisis in this nation here, right. And to prefer anybody else over the black community in this nation who is not a citizen of this nation, you don't have no rights in this nation. You must get in the back of the line.
That's right.
But not everyone appreciated the predominantly white Minutemen rolling into their neighborhood.
We're black. We're brown. You cannot keep us down. You don't care about black people, Minutemen. You don't care.
Several Minutemen supporters yelled back. Participant Scott Small, who's white, sat in his camper with his wife and two toddlers waiting for the caravan to head east. He took 3 days off of his job as a high school teacher in Northern California to join the Minutemen.
We're not racist or anything like that, and like people trying to tell us that we are, but I mean, we love Mexican people and everything like that. We just feel that it's important for everyone to have a controlled border for those who are legal, and it also keeps illegals from becoming slaves because they don't have illegal status, and I think that's really important to us, too.
But organizers of the recent immigrant marches in Los Angeles claim the Minutemen have little support. Jesse Diaz says there are just a few Minutemen on the streets compared to the huge crowds of illegal immigrants and supporters who marched on Monday.
We know that right now the momentum is on our side. We are pushing forward. We're not going to stop until we gain amnesty for 12 million undocumented folks.
Both sides are waging a boisterous public relations battle, says Gregory Rodriguez of the New American Foundation, a public policy think tank.
It is sort of American political theater. They're not really speaking to each other. They're trying to convince the broad center of Americans.
Start your engines!
As the Minutemen headed out, their caravan of motorcycles and RVs was briefly interrupted by a counter-protester who tried to block their way.
You are racist! You are creating violence, sir!
Police hauled the protester away and the Minutemen were off on a 10-day road trip that will take them through the Southwest, passing through the president's home in Crawford, Texas, and ending in Washington, D.C. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.